Hello, I'm Wayne Lamb, and I'm excited to sponsor the next few minutes for local pastors to share with you the Word of God. And let's go the distance in Christ.
I'll go the distance. I will not compromise. Pressing on to win the prize. In Christ Jesus, I'll go the distance.
Greetings. The subject today is obstacles to joy. Usually, the greatest obstacle to joy is our lack of proper perspective. There is one version of the Serenity Prayer that might help us create that serene perspective. It goes like this: God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, and the courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. Living one day at a time, enjoying one moment at a time, accepting hardships as the pathway to peace, taking, as Jesus did, the sinful world as it is, not as I would have it, trusting that you will make all things right if I surrender to your will, so I may be reasonably happy in this life and supremely happy with you in the next. Amen. One obstacle to joy, one thief of joy, is to dwell on those things that cannot be changed. We regret things we've done. We beat ourselves up over mistakes we have made. Sometimes we can make changes, but we are not brave enough to do so. Aren't you glad that there is a God in heaven who can help you today? The impossible is possible with God, and perhaps help is only a prayer away for you. If you don't know what to pray, perhaps start with this version of the Serenity Prayer. This is Pastor Reed Lang from Water Ministries in Dresden, Missouri, helping you go the distance.